What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren.
Hello.
Hi.
You know, it's a special day.
Really?
It is.
What's today?
Well, you can watch us now, right now, starting at 6 a.m.
Oh.
Oh.
Is this going to be an everyday thing?
I think so.
Whoa.
I'm under the impression so.
That we will be doing our Facebook Live filming at 6 a.m. now?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I heard through the grapevine, unless I got the wrong info.
Never.
Yeah. So if you go to Kiss95.1's Facebook, you can actually see us.
There you go. There you go, brother.
There you go, brother.
I thought you were going to say today's a special day because it's tax day.
I mean, that too.
We got an extension because the 15th was this weekend, so they actually gave you an extra day. An extra weekday to get your taxes in. They didn't even do it on Monday. They said, hey, we'll give you to the 17th.
You know, and I was talking to some of my friends, and they did their taxes back in January. And I'm like, January?
That's when I want to do my taxes.
Like, I don't even think about taxes in January.
As soon as we can, I'm like thinking about it because it's the most stressful time of the year for me. I just want to get it done and off my plate. And my husband drags it out to the bitter flipping end.
So funny. I mean, to me, it's not that big of a deal. The biggest deal is getting all the stuff together, you know.
Yeah, and every year I tell myself, I'll document better.
Yeah.
I'll have a system, and I never do.
So I went to see my CPA in Waxhaw, and she said that the tax reform that the Trump administration did is, I go, does this happen every time there's a new president? Do we get, like, new tax reform? She's like, yes, but this is like the most different than every other one since like 86 was the last time we had tax reform like this.
That's cool.
Yeah. I was like, wow, I was 11. Yeah. It's awesome.
Well, I think it benefits me because I must not make a lot of money. Mm. Or I don't know how it works, because next year they ran my taxes and he's like, next year you actually get this much money more. And I'm like, can't wait for that.
Some people benefit, some people doesn't.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know how it works.
They take away a little here, but they add a little there. They take away a little here, they add a little there.
You know. Checks and balance.
And nice whatever balance. It is now is going to get undone by the next president anyway. That's what they do.
I hate that. It sucks.
Speaking of presidents, I've been all in on this Kennedy show on CNN about the Kennedy family.
Yeah.
Holy cow. I mean, you just forget. I mean, if you lose someone in your family, a child, one child, it's tragic.
Yeah.
But the Kennedys, the parents, they lose child after child after child.
The Kennedy curse.
In strange ways.
Yeah. The Kennedy curse.
In like really, really strange. It is. Yeah. It's the Kennedy curse. It's unbelievable. It's like I thought it was over. I watched five of them. They're like, next time on the Kennedy curse. I'm like, there's another part? But it's six. It's six. You should watch it if you get a minute and you care about history at all. It's just it's so interesting. The coincidences. And
my family had a curse for a minute. Everybody died in March.
Really?
From 2000 to like 2000, almost 10. It's like every year March came around. We're like, if you're old,
go away.
It's not you. It might be you. We had a couple young people die in March. Yeah. So it was very strange.
How odd. All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to tell you guys that we have $1,000 for you at 8 a.m. this morning. We also have something in the studio called the tax. It's the tax pad for our tax suck this morning is what we're doing. And we'll explain that the whole tax thing coming up here in just a little bit, too. And I want to get into this either here or a little bit. Roy's playing the stock market, and it's getting way out of control.
Fantastic. I won $20 yesterday on the stock market.
I won $20 yesterday. He thinks it's a game. All right, we'll get into all that. Good morning on a Tuesday.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
There you go, brother.
That's how I feel today. $20 in the green.
Okay, so Roy, you're playing the stock market. Give us a little background, because Roy sits in the office while we kind of plan the shows and stuff, and he's going, I just made $20. Uh-oh. Well, I had $20.
So, have you guys heard of the app Robinhood?
No.
It sounds legit.
Yeah.
Well, I've been using it because it's pretty much like the way to trade for millennials. It's on an app, and it's really cool.
So out the window goes Charles Schwab and yeah. Hello Robin Hood app. Yeah.
Who needs E-Trade when you got Robin Hood?
Is that what you do your 401k through?
No, I don't trust it that much. I don't trust it that much.
Angry Birds. Angry Birds has a 401k app now.
No, so I've been using this, and you put money in the account, and they don't charge you any fees. What they do is they take the interest off the money you put into your account.
Okay.
And you get to pretty much trade on the stock exchange.
Can I see what the app looks like?
Sure. Go ahead, bud.
Thanks. So do you pick the stocks or they pick the stocks?
You pick the stocks.
Okay, because we did this in economics class in high school.
I feel like Manny's just really interested about this, and this could open a whole nother can of worms. Yeah. Like, you could be the next one with a gambling addiction.
Because
gambling addiction, it's just the stock market.
I know, I'm kidding.
You know, so I got like $20 yesterday because I decided to invest in Bank of America and their stock went up.
See, the stock market, to me, the stock market kind of is like gambling in the sense that I don't know enough about it to indulge in it.
Yeah.
And I'm not a gambler by nature. Like, when we go to Vegas or the Bahamas and Dallas wants to go to the casino, I'm like, no, I'm all set. Like, I would rather buy something tangible and, like, have it in my hand than play with money and go, oh, maybe I'll make some.
So you own all these stocks, Roy?
The ones at the top, yes.
The AMD, BAC?
Yes.
Okay, and then the ones on the watch list are the ones that you're just
keeping
an eye on.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm keeping an eye on.
Can I show the camera something?
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, your number's there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Put your finger over the number.
Do you care?
I don't care. It's not that much money.
Okay, yeah. It's $442. Okay, watch that. That was
oh, don't
that
don't
was
show them
one
the
day, right?
Oh, the crash, the crash of day
okay,
one.
Okay, watch.
Don't
and
show
then
them the chart.
And then look. And then there's the chart for what's coming. It turns what color, Loren?
Red. Bright red. And there's a huge crash
alert
in the chart.
But I'm in the green for now. It's so true. I have lost so much money. I think I'm down like $50.
Yeah. The past month he's down. The past 3 months he's down.
But I'm up right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, so
you're not, I mean, you're not messing with big
no,
money. But
no.
See, my
no,
brother
no,
was
no,
a day
no.
trader. And well, that's what he said. It was like legalized gambling. And now he's retired and lives in Waxhaw and plays tennis every day.
What is a day trader as opposed to like?
You do multiple trades within one day versus just putting a trade in.
And keeping it long term. Yeah. Okay.
He was specific to like soybeans. He traded only soybeans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I actually been. Thank you.
You're welcome. And he was in the pit. Like in Chicago,
that's cool.
You know, they don't have the pits anymore. They're gone. Everything's digital now.
Well, I know a buddy that's been trading, and that's what he does for a living, is trading. Well, he told me to get into this stock called Longfin, so I bought.
What kind of a stock is it?
I don't know, Loren. He just said, hey.
Longfin?
You're buying stocks you don't even know what they are?
I trusted him.
It's a new jacket for sharks.
I trusted him. And he's like, hey, this stock, in technical terms, he's like, hey, the pattern looks good. The volume looks good. It's going to explode. So I buy the stock. Well, the next thing you know, it goes up like $10, which in the stock world is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So I'm ready to sell it. But I can't because it's been halted by the stock exchange.
Oh.
Does that mean something fishy's going on?
Something fishy happened. All the top people of the company cashed out and try to move the money to like India. And so now there's a massive investigation.
Roy's caught up in it.
Of course, yeah. Roy would be caught up in that.
Yeah. There's a massive investigation of like insider trading and how people knew about the stock and, you know, that it's a Ponzi scheme and my money's locked up. I can't get it. So like that money's gone. And I've had like all these like court things reach out to me. It's a whole thing.
The NES, is that what it's called? Isn't that the stock police?
No. Oh, SEC.
Oh, okay.
SEC, yeah. And I'm having like all these different organizations reach out to me because I may be affiliated with the Ponzi scheme.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Roy starts out this way, and then the next minute, you know, he's Leo DiCaprio in The Wolf of
right.
Wall Street.
Right.
That's right, because we don't care.
See if I can get some of that champagne.
That's so true. That's so true. I did watch the movie, so
you're
going
to be balling, dude.
Taking Quaaludes or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, talking in the mic.
Like, what's wrong with Roy? I don't know. He invested in the stock market, and he thinks he's some billionaire.
Sunglasses on.
Yeah.
Big sweater tied around your shoulders.
Oh, man.
Just stick with Monopoly, bro. It's a lot cheaper and a lot less risk.
But yeah, so I may or may not be affiliated with the Ponzi scheme.
Oh, that's funny.
Thanks to my friend.
Oh, man, that's great. All right, well, sticking with the money theme, you know, it is tax day today, and we're going to play a fun game coming up here around 8 a.m. this morning. So you either stick with us, jump on the app, and take us with you live, or you can, of course, check back here later on. 8 a.m., though, we're going to do a little segment called Tax Suck. And it's a trivia game, and whoever gets their name pulled gets to sit on a cardboard thing that we made of tax with five tacks in there. Actual tax, like thumbtacks.
And they're long tacks.
Yeah, you got to sit on it.
Great.
Okay, so we'll get into that. And then I want to tell you, my wife and I, we got our tax refund.
Oh, cool.
I have one idea for the refund. Amanda has another.
Ooh.
We'll get into that here in just about 10 minutes.
So make sure you're listening, 8 a.m. It's called the Kiss Cash Code. Give you the code word, you text it, then you get the money. It's very simple.
So what are you doing with your tax refund if you got one? Loren can't play in this game. 704-570-9595. We got some money back. Yeah. And I want to use it to go on one last summer vacation before Amanda's due with our baby.
That's a good idea.
Which it's a baby moon.
Which we kind of just took. Like, the idea was to take Dean to New York City over our summer, our spring break.
Yeah.
You know, just so that we could do one last thing as a family. By the way, I never told you. Remind me. I got to write a note. Hold on. Stand by. Because I don't want to do it now. I want to get into it. But I fell in New York. Wait till I tell you where.
While it was snowing?
No.
Oh,
no.
My gosh.
It was nice out. People saw me. It was embarrassing. I got to talk about that. But I want to use it for the summer. The problem is that our spring breaks, our summer break, we take 2 weeks off in the summer right around 4th of July. And Amanda's going to be huge because she's going to be like 3 weeks away from giving birth.
Okay. I wouldn't use the term she's going to be huge.
I'm using her term.
Okay.
Believe me, Amanda's beautiful no matter how she looks. She's got a little baby belly right now. But she's like, I'm going to be huge and I'm going to be hot. And I don't want to go to the beach.
Okay. That's a reasonable request. So take her up north.
She wants to use the money for interior decorating.
Interior decorating. That's the worst thing to use.
I vote Amanda.
Thank you, Roy. Thank you.
And 3 weeks away, Amanda could go early. What happens if you guys go out to the beach and she has the baby out there?
We
then
got
you
a
guys
good
are
story.
Stuck out there for a few
got
days.
A beach baby.
Yeah, we got a good Insta story that we composed.
Nobody wants to shop for curtains and wallpaper.
Oh, man. She wants to do, like, built-ins in the house. You know, like, built-in shelving.
And I know you think that that will be a good radio story, but Amanda is not about that radio life. And
no, she
could care less. Like, she does not want to go out to the beach and give birth at the beach. And then you bring it on the radio.
No. She wants to be with her OBGYN. She wants to be in the hospital at Presby. Yes. And that's it. So that's where we are. So I was like, maybe I'll take Dean for 1 week and then you could take half the money and put it towards the built-ins and I'll take half and take Dean and go to like Jersey or something.
Well, then you're leaving a pregnant woman.
Yeah,
home.
That's also a terrible idea. She goes into labor and you can't get back.
Oh, I'll get back. We have a Boeing plant in Charleston. Come on,
we'll figure it out.
No problem.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
What are you doing with your tax refund? Hold on, everybody, on the phone at 704-570-9595. We need to get ideas.
Okay. We're not really sure what's going on between Bella Hadid and The Weeknd because they've both seen partying with other people. They were both at Coachella this weekend. And he was seen getting cozy with another woman. She was seen partying with some mystery man. But they were also seen kissing, the two of them, Bella Hadid and The Weeknd.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're waiting to see where this rumor goes.
Okay. Now, I heard The Weeknd was crying at Coachella over Selena.
He was very emotional, yeah. Okay, so Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson did have their baby.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
All right. Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson, they did have their baby, and we finally have a name. Kris Jenner revealed it on Instagram yesterday that the baby's name is True.
Kris Jenner?
True what? It's true that there's a baby name?
No, the name is True.
I'll do the whole T-R-U-E. Who's on first skit.
Okay.
Why would Kris release that?
Well, I think, or they all did, really.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, Chloe came home to all these pink balloons, and then they released the baby's name that way. But Kris Kardashian is saying that True is a family name.
Sure it is.
It really was. Like, two people in their family had the name True. I think it was Kris's grandfather had, his first name was True. And then somebody's dad's name was Robert True, and then the last name. So it was
I think she's messing. Drew is a name.
You think maybe it was an accent?
Yes. I think somebody has messed up the translation.
No, I don't think so. And, you know, I kind of have this feeling, and I don't know if this is true, but I kind of have this feeling that they were going to name the baby something after Kristen's family, and then that's why it took so long, because they didn't have a name at first.
True.
That's very true.
So we're going to do this, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I did it all day yesterday with Amanda.
Okay.
And I'm sure she thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, she's like, what time do you go back to work?
Yeah. By the way, Tristan's dad is threatening to write a tell-all book to expose Tristan's relationship with the Kardashians.
Get that money.
Secrets.
Get that money.
Yeah. On the flip side of that, so is Mariah Carey's ex-manager, Stella. You know, they parted ways after years, and she's threatening to sue her for money that is being owed. And she and her lawyer say that if Mariah, who is a train wreck and who is addicted to drugs, does not pay Stella, that she is going to move forward with a blockbuster expose lawsuit.
Let me tell you something. Mariah Carey is one who I believe has the skeletons in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be very interesting.
I also think Mariah Carey is the one that has the money to bury somebody.
That's true.
So
That's
I don't know if I'd be messing around there. But anyway, that is your dirty for now.
Thank you. Say hi to Felicia in Catawba. Hey, Felicia.
Good morning.
So what are you going to be doing with your tax refund?
I already got it back, but I bought shoes and clothes for the family. And my son's birthday is like 3 weeks away, so we're taking him to the Coca-Cola 600.
Love it.
He loves race cars, so he's going to go in the
pit
to see the race car drivers and the race
pit cars. Passes. So cool.
Good for you, Felicia. That's how you use your tax refund, Amanda. Not on things like interior decorating and on the nursery and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Kimberly in Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. She said that she paid off credit card debt and she also paid off some of her 5-year-old college funds.
Can't be mad at that.
It's so adulting, though.
I would accept paying off credit card debt.
Steven on Facebook Live says Manny doesn't want interior designing because he's going to be the one having to put everything together.
That's true. And you know what else I do? I go, pay someone to put the built-ins together. I can do it. And she's like, I want them to be straight.
I want it to be right.
Okay, all right. Now you're on a different track.
Hey, want to get 95.1?
So today is tax day, and that means that your taxes are due to the IRS by midnight tonight, or they better be, if you're sending a snail mail, they better be stamped and out by midnight tonight. And April 15th is normally tax day, but because it fell on a Saturday, they gave us an extra day, actually, so that was nice. So we're doing something on the show today called Tax Suck. And it's not the tax that you're thinking, the T-A-X. Ours is the T-A-C-K-S. Tax, like a thumbtack.
Yes. And we have got them into a cardboard, like little cutout thing.
Yep. So we have 5 tacks that we poked through the cardboard.
And they are the long tacks.
Yeah. If I'm looking at this, there's probably about a 1/2 inch of tacks exposed.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do is trivia questions about, I'm assuming, taxes.
About taxes, yep.
And for every question we get correct, we remove one of the tacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then with whatever's remaining, we have to sit on that tax.
I just want to say something. Whoever put this specific board together is just malicious because there is a tack right in the middle. So you know where that tack goes.
Going right in the, you know.
Well, actually, that tack, like, if by
like,
the way,
I
so what we're going
to... that tack towards the back.
What we're going to do is we're going to put our, all of our names into a giant hat. The three of us here, and producer Nicole is going to play too. And we're going to pull our name out at about 8 a.m. right after War of the Roses. And then whatever name gets pulled out is the one that's going to play the tax quiz.
Okay.
And you're right, Roy. For each question that the person gets right, they get to pull any one of the tacks out that they want. Whatever's remaining, they have to sit on.
Ah, okay.
I.e. tax sucks.
I'm okay with the cheek.
Do you
ones.
Want to test it?
I'm yeah. Sure, but I'm gonna take the one in the middle.
Yeah, the one in the middle. There's a special place and a warm place for you if you put that tax thing together. Yeah,
but you're not. Think about your body and the anatomy of your body.
I am, okay, and that's why I'm concerned about it. Yeah.
So,
do you not know what's in the middle of your butt?
That's not where the butt is, buddy.
There's a space.
Your butt.
The tack will
the
go
back.
Right in between the space.
No.
When you sit.
Let me explain something to you. Look at this board, okay? The uh-huh. back part is going to be your butt.
Uh-huh.
The front part is going to be your legs. What do you think happens in the middle?
Which way are you going to sit on it?
It doesn't matter.
All right. Roy, test it. See if it hurts.
Hang on. Here we go. Which, by the way, they're
not even sticking out that much.
We are on Facebook Live. So if you could actually watch this on Kiss 95.1.
There's our tax suck board. Roy's got five tacks.
So does this mean he doesn't have to do it later?
It better mean that.
If his name comes out.
Oh, this is going to hurt.
Okay, I can feel it. Whoa.
Is it stuck to him?
Whoa.
You didn't even go down all the way.
Ow!
Roy is not even putting all his weight on it.
Oh, gosh, that hurts. That's it. We got to come up with a different plan. Oh, that's not good. I feel that went into the skin.
How many?
My right cheek got hit hard.
Just one?
One of the tacks fell out, too.
Oh,
when
it was just stuck to him?
Yeah, when he jumped up, it fell.
Whoa, so like I felt some slight pinching, and then the further I started putting my weight on it, it went in. It went in my skin. I thought for sure, I'm not going to lie, y'all, I thought for sure this wasn't going to be painful, and it was just,
Funny ha-ha.
Yeah. That hurt.
Well,
can't wait for 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Whoever draws the short straw.
You know what? I don't feel so good. I think I'm going to go home.
We all agreed to the segment yesterday when we were talking about tax.
And I will say I'm a little worried. When I was sitting down, I'm trying to think how to say this. I am a little worried about the stuff going on down there.
The tack in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
And depending on where
pull that one out if you get a question right. You got five opportunities.
Depending on where a man sits, it could hit something. You know what I'm saying?
So if you're not with us, if you're at work at 8 a.m., like 8:03-ish, 8:05, listen to us, stream us on kiss95.1.com, or make sure you get the app, the Kiss95.1 app in the App Store. It's free, and you can listen to us, you know, pretend you're working.
We'll also be on Facebook Live at that point,
that's
too.
True.
We're on there now if you want to see.
I think I bent one of the tacks.
That's okay. There's more where that came from.
Okay.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
So Haley wants to see if her man Justin is cheating on her. See, Justin goes to the hairdresser an awful lot, and he claims that he has a friendship with the hairdresser. Haley did a little investigating and showed up to the salon where he was supposedly getting his hair cut, and the front desk person said, sorry, they left together. We'll find out if Justin's cheating. War of the Roses comes up in under 10 minutes.
Now it's your...
Traffic brought to you by Quick Trip. Get an exclusive pizza deal now at Quick Trip. Order a one-topping extra-large pizza for $7.99 only on the QT app. Order smart and make today delicious.
What's happening in the world, Roy?
Well, let me tell you about it. Saturday, May 5th, join Kiss 95.1 for the Cinco de Pepo. It's an action-packed free day of fun and festivities for the pets and people that own them. The celebration begins at 10 a.m. at Social Pet Hotel and Daycare in Pineville.
Cinco de Mayo and puppies.
Who doesn't love that?
That sounds like a party.
We're about to bust a cheat.
You know, we do War of the Roses and bust cheaters. A brand new War of the Roses at 7:50 Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And the replay for you at 6:50, you know, on the other days. But the War of the Roses that comes up at 7:50 this morning includes the term, let's take a break. We're on a break. And I think that whole area is really gray. Can we discuss?
Yeah.
Lorraine and Roy?
I thought it was gray until I watched Grey's Anatomy. I'm serious. And then I got a better understanding about breaks.
Yeah, maybe if you're currently on a break right now in a relationship, you could call and shed some light. Does it mean that you could talk to each other? What are the rules of being on a break? 704-570-9595. Give us a shout right now.
Think you're made at 851.
8 o'clock this morning, you're shot at $1,000 in the KISS cash code. So many people are winning thousands of dollars. It's so easy. We're going to give you a code word. And you have 15 minutes to text that code word in, which is really good. That means you don't have to stop what you're doing immediately and text and drive. We give you time
to pull over and just text it right on in. And then if you win the $1,000, we'll give you a phone call back.
Okay. That's called the KISS cash code, and it happens at 8 a.m. this morning on the MRL show.
So we just wrapped up that War of the Roses between Justin and Haley.
Yes.
And they were on a break.
Right. And then the War of the Roses that we're doing at 7:50 this morning, too, is about a break, Roy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
But they're on a break. And so what are the rules of a break?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of a gray area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it gets really complicated, by the way, when you're married. Because, you know what I'm saying?
Or separated.
Then you're separated. Mm-hmm. Then what does that mean?
Right. Yeah, all these are questions that we need answered by people that are on breaks. And if you're on a break, is your Facebook status, it's complicated.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's it.
704-570-9595 to give us a little insight.
Taylor in Concord?
Yes.
Hi, you're on the MRL Morning Show. So you are currently on a break.
Yeah, we've been on a break for about 2 months now.
My gosh, 2 months.
What, did you put a time frame on the break, or is this just as long as we need?
It's kind of like a long as we need thing.
Sorry, Roy.
You're fine.
How long have you been dating Taylor?
It was a little over a year before we decided to take the break.
Okay. So as we gear up for this War of the Roses coming up at 7:50, when we have two people that's on a break and we're trying to figure out, you know, what that relationship is going to ultimately end up to be. What's the end goal for you in this relationship as you're on a break?
The end goal is definitely to fully get back together and hopefully one day be married and do the whole, you know, nine yards. But he just felt like I was pushing him for that really quick. And so we just kind of took a second to figure out what exactly we wanted. But we've kept open communication, and we kind of put rules on the break.
What were some of the rules?
If anybody asks, we're still together. You know, everyone doesn't need to know, what's going on with us personally.
Sure.
Because then that's a bunch of people in our relationship when it's just between us.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
We don't sleep with other people.
Really? You know? Okay.
What about with each other?
Yeah, that's definitely still a thing.
Really?
But then that's not really a break,
yeah, what are
right?
you breaking from?
Well, we're breaking from, the really serious part of it.
He's just trying to make you slow down.
Yeah, definitely. Because I was ready to put a ring on it. Let's walk down the aisle.
Yeah.
And he's like, whoa. Let's take a step back.
Do you guys get any more clarity here?
This? We definitely have.
Sorry, I was talking to Roy and Loren. Do you guys have any more clarity on a break? I mean, Taylor, I'm glad you do, but the three of us are wondering because it's such a gray area, and it's, to me, it still seems like
they're still dating or something.
And there's still kind of a gray area. It's like, Taylor, would you get in trouble if you're on the break? Can you not send him a random text at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, or can you not
flirt with other people? What's the
right? And I mean, can you not say, hey, let's go to dinner tonight? Is that out? What's out?
But then I don't feel like you're on a break.
Exactly.
Right. So we don't really go and do the whole let's go on a date thing. We do still see each other. We do still talk.
Mm-hmm.
We feel like, I mean, we can't work together as a couple to move forward if there is a communication,
That's
which
true.
Is obviously key.
So I thank you so much, Taylor, for sharing that story with us. I was watching Grey's Anatomy, and there was a couple that needed a break, and they went to go see a therapist for it. And I thought it was the best rules. If I ever need a break, I'll probably follow something similar.
Mm-hmm.
Still live together, but in separate rooms. Don't talk to each other.
Mm.
It's so hard.
Don't talk to each other. You do your own thing. They do their own thing.
Okay, so then
and
what
then there's
happens?
No intimacy.
Okay.
And you focus solely on you and your work. You don't date other people. You and your work.
But let me ask you something. If you're living together just in separate rooms, what happens, like, what is there from putting each other in the friend zone then? Because then you just become roommates.
Well, if you, I think
that's why a lot of relationships fail, because you start living alongside of each other and not together.
Well, then I think that if you have the capability of putting them in the friend zone, you probably shouldn't be together.
That's true.
That's what the break, I guess, you're supposed to decide.
Figure out. I mean, there's no way I could ever put Sterling in the friend zone. Let's talk with Regina and Charlotte. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi, welcome to the show.
I've got a friend that I've known for over 18 years. She's my best friend. I've known her since elementary school. But she is in a relationship with a guy that she's knew for a little bit over a year and a half. And honestly, neither of them have had their stuff straight. She's living at home. He's got a roommate. And they've got a lot of stress and stuff going on. They're not getting along, a lot of fights, but over the weekend, she came and spent the whole weekend with us to kind of get her out of the house, to be a friend, to be nice. And they broke up over the weekend and took, like, a break.
Okay.
And Saturday, they was talking. Everything was good. She was explaining to him, you know, hey, don't aggravate me. Don't stress me out. Don't be texting.
Don't aggravate
me. We went out to Carowinds, and he was, like, blowing her phone up. And she was just so upset because he would not leave her alone. So,
and he's breaking the break rules.
Right.
Yes. So she was like, you know, this is what's going on. Don't call me. Don't text me. We need a break. You need to get your stuff in straight. You need to get you a place to live. You need to get your car situation done.
So, Regina, let us ask you this. Do either one of them have the right to date someone else? Is it that kind of a break?
From what they talked about, he does not want to, but she does.
Mm.
And he got really upset over that. He was like, you know, they're going to steal you from me. And what was the bad part about it wasn't even like 2 or 3 hours later. I went and took a shower and got out, and I thought she was talking to him because it was a heated conversation. And she's like, oh, no, this is this other guy that I met like a few months back. I knew him for a while. And, oh, we're just trying to, like, talk stuff out and maybe try to date or something. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Thanks, Regina. Regina's friend has two people that she's on a break with.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, argue with two people. Hello, Anonymous in York. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. So you were on a break for 6 months.
And that's just because, you know, issues that we had, you know, in the relationship. And it took 6 months to get over those issues. And, yeah, we were sleeping together. We were, like, roommates.
Really?
You know, him doing his own thing. The rule was that we were not able to date other people. We just, you know, because we have kids. So we just live as
But you don't text, you don't call, you're not on top of each other. You're just taking a break and kind of living your own life.
On his part, he wanted to be doing all the calling and texting because, of course, there was that issue of the trust of, you know, me going and dating somebody. But for my part, I was more like, you know, stop calling.
Mm-hmm.
And only for the kids issue, that's about it. But other than that, we didn't really, you know, have any moving furniture or anything like that. It was just, you know, it was just the kids.
See, I feel like there's always one person like that in a quote unquote, let's take a break relationship, where it's almost that person's done with the relationship. They just don't know how to tell the other person. So they want to explore some other options. Not always, but, like, it sounds like
the break is an excuse.
Yeah, kind of. Like, a lot of times there's one person who's clingy and not ready to let go. And then there's another person. The other person is like, hey, you're smothering me. I need some space, quote unquote. And that's where it comes from.
Yeah, I don't know. And obviously what we learned from this little segment is that we're on a break is different for everyone. There's not one clear cut formula that everybody follows when they're taking a quote unquote break. Cause somebody just tweeted and said, I'm on a break with my 5-year boyfriend. And we do text every day. I say good morning and I say good night, but during the day we don't see each other.
And I don't know how you can still move furniture and still consider that a break.
Yeah, me neither.
You know?
I don't know, man. Maybe you're not staying over each other's houses, and that's a break. You know, maybe a break can be just a couple things in the relationship. You know, maybe it's not just a hard break, but maybe it is like that.
It's like when I tell my nutritionist I'm going to cut back on sodas.
No.
I'm going to go from 3 to 2 a day.
We're taking a break.
Yeah, I'm taking a break from sodas. But let's say, Sterling, your boyfriend just moved in, Roy.
Yeah.
But before that, he was basically living at your house.
Pretty much, yeah.
So you could potentially have taken a break from him staying over every night.
I guess I could have told him to go back home.
Even if you told him or you guys both decided or he said, hey, you know what? I'm just going to stay at my place 3 nights a week. That's a break. You know what I mean?
I guess.
So what I'm saying is that each relationship has a different way of dealing
of
with
classifying
a quote,
what a break exactly. is. Because in my head, when I think of a break, you're breaking everything yeah. and you're just stopping.
So the whole
haunted.
Thing really is gray.
I guess. Oh, and it only gets grayer at 7:50 with
I know.
War of the Roses.
How are we going to figure out War of the Roses?
I don't know. It's going to be tough, though. Christian wants to see if Monica is getting busy during their break. And we'll find out if she sends the romantic roses or the romantic man package to Christian or to another guy. We'll find that out at, like, probably in less than 30 minutes.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
Khloe Kardashian reveals her baby's name, and a well-known comedian did something really cool for a couple at a restaurant that cost him a ton of money. I'll get y'all caught up in the dirty coming up in 10 minutes.
Manny, Roy.
For breakfast, Chick-fil-A's Chicken Minis until 10:30 a.m.
Well, today is the day for me. I called. When did we make those calls to Zero Res, Lorenz?
Oh, about a week ago?
Maybe even less. Like, yeah. I feel like I called on Thursday, and bang, I got booked on Tuesday. And they called yesterday to verify that Zero Res is going to be coming to my house. And they gave me a window, and it's not a huge window. I don't have to be home from 10 to 4.
Yeah, and they'll call you a couple, like a half an hour before and say, hey, are you ready for me?
Exactly. And tonight we're actually hosting an event for... Is it Atrium Health now? By the way, yeah, we need to figure that out. And so I'm leaving them, and I'm perfectly fine with that because I can trust the guys from Zero Res. Not only are they going to not put chemicals in my carpet, I trust them to stay in my home when I'm not there.
Yeah, speaking of those no chemicals, they use something called empowered water, so it's safe for your kids and pets. They're not pumping all those things into your carpet and then trying to pull them all out. And you can walk on your carpets in less than a couple hours. Some of these carpet companies, you have to wait 24 hours to stay off your carpet, rearrange your whole life over getting your carpets cleaned, not with Zero Res.
I'm not moving one piece of furniture, actually, my plan.
They'll move it
yeah,
for you.
I know. All right, so call them and get this great deal. I got it. Three rooms for $119.
Yeah, 704-509-4488 or online at zeroscharlotte.com.
Hendrick.
Coming up just after 8, it's our Tax Sucks segment. Today is April 17th. It is the last day that you have. It's the deadline to get your taxes in. So we're doing something called Tax Suck. Roy, explain what that is. You actually tested the Tax Suck pad just a little while ago.
Yeah, so we took tacks, like thumbtacks, and we put them into a cardboard cutout. What we're going to do is do tax-related trivia. And for every question you get correct, you get to remove one of the thumbtacks.
And there's five in there.
There's five in there. And then whatever's left remaining, you have to sit on. I tested it at 640. It's painful.
Mm-hmm. How high out of the cardboard would you say the tacks are sitting currently?
Pretty high.
Half an inch.
Half an inch, okay.
Half an inch. And which we'll is going to cut through your jeans and cut through your boxers. And go directly into your...
I should have worn my... they have, like, padded butt panties. <Yeah. laughs> I should have worn those today.
I did, so I'm in good shape. Okay. Mine are jelly, though, so they might pop. So what we're going to do is we're going to put our three names in there, and producer Nicole wants to play, so we're going to put her name in there, and we'll pick them out, and whichever name gets picked out is on the hot seat.
Okay.
And has to answer the tax-related questions right. And by the way, they're not that difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're not that difficult.
Well, I don't know anything about taxes.
Me neither.
It's going to be all difficult.
Yeah. Me. From what I understand, the interns did the questions. I would study the annexation and taxation reform of 1887.
Okay.
I'm joking. For the first time in 30 years, an American has won the Boston Marathon, Loren and Roy. Desiree Linden took the women's race on Monday with a time of 2 hours and 39 minutes and 53 seconds.
Oh, good for her.
Mm-hmm. Crazy fast.
It's the first time that an American has won since 1978.
Isn't it like 26 miles or something?
Yes.
Something crazy.
She almost won in 2011, but she was 2 seconds behind. Yep. So congratulations to her and all the people who ran the Boston Marathon. Congratulations to them. What an awful day it was yesterday. If you saw any of the video, I mean, it was rainy. It was cold. It looked like it did here on Sunday, but in like 30 degrees.
And one thing I did notice when she was running to the finish line, nobody was like behind her.
No. In fact, congratulations to Sarah Sellers. She was the runner up. Literally. She was a second place runner. Another American. So we took 1-2.
Cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Very, very cool.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
By the way, let me correct myself. 1985 was the last year an American woman won the Boston Marathon.
Ah, okay.
Put your phones down. I got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to be correct.
All right, so Liam Payne just hinted at a One Direction reunion. Got us all excited. He said he thinks it'll happen one day. They'll get back together despite all the guys launching their solo careers. He's confident, but he did. This was his quote. He says, you know, I think about it. He's talking about the reunion, and I think it'll happen in the distant future.
He's like, you know, we made a lot more money when we were together.
Oh, maybe.
So maybe.
He did say that they've all spoken about it, and it's kind of like a dream, you know, show that they'd like to do someday.
And they're still young. Yeah. They can get together at any point.
Yeah. I mean,
I think they're likely to get together before NSYNC, if you want my honest opinion.
100%. But they had like a breakout star. You know what I mean? It's not like.
Who?
It's not like the Backstreet Boys.
Wait, who had a breakout star?
NSYNC.
Yes.
Justin Timberlake. So Justin has no reason to go back to NSYNC.
Completely understand. But I feel like 1D is a little different. I feel like Zayn has his. Niall got his.
I feel like they're all equally as successful solo. So I don't know. Like,
I would agree.
There's no breakout star there. So if they got back together, it would kind of be like.
It'd be benefiting all of them.
Yeah.
Really.
Gotcha. It'd be like a Spice Girls reunion.
Very
or
well
a Backstreet
said.
Boys yep. reunion, you know. All right, so Chris Rock did something really cool. He walked into a restaurant in New York City. It was a crowded restaurant. He couldn't find a seat. So these two women offered to let them sit at their table. And, you know, for the trouble, the comedian said, no, thank you. I appreciate it. But he left $1,000 on the table and told the ladies to get whatever they wanted and dipped out as the paparazzi showed up.
Good gosh.
I thought that was pretty cool. $1,000. Get whatever you want. I'd be like, Cristal, please.
You know what? I order a water and leave with that $1,000.
Yeah, that's true.
I saw this documentary, and it's about Gary Shandling, a comedian who passed away like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Gary Shandling, Seinfeld, Kevin Nealon, and Chris Rock all randomly went into this small comedy club on like a Tuesday night in New York City and just took the stage. And they were cracking each other up. I mean, they were cracking each other up. And to hear them like backstage being like, that is such a well-written joke. That is so great. I love that insight.
Yeah, that is cool. Okay, so we told you yesterday that Nikki Bella and John Cena broke up, but really, what happened behind the scenes? Well, the word is that Nikki was really upset about something that John had said during an interview, and it caused her to pull the plug immediately. Now, John's been airing out his feelings on Twitter, and he seems to be really broken up about the whole thing. And it was very well documented that John didn't want kids and Nikki did. So maybe this is time for them to go their separate ways.
Okay.
And Justin Bieber is off the hook for that punch at Coachella. Manny, I know you were concerned yesterday.
Yeah,
but
thought I could come back and haunt him.
Yeah, as the cop showed up, the guy said, yes, Bieber's the one that punched me. And nobody would corroborate his story. Mm. Everybody stayed on Bieber's side and was like, nope, we didn't see anything.
That's cool.
So they can
Nicole's so excited right now. That's her man.
Yep.
And what's Chloe? Did Chloe name the baby?
Chloe did name the baby. The baby's name is True Thompson.
True.
Thank you. I've been waiting for that since 6:30.
Yeah.
Why did you do that in the 6:30? That's funny.
I just found it.
Okay.
True.
All right. That's your dirty for now.
All right. Let's play Can't Be the Ranch. 704-570-9595. Call now. Take her down.
Hey.
The bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit today, Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hey, the Moo and Brew Craft and Beer Burger Fest is coming Saturday, April 28th at the Music Factory. Sample beers from over 50 craft breweries, burgers from 15 Charlotte burger joints, and live music. It is all happening at the Moo and Brew Festival for VIP and general admission tickets. What was that? Something fell and scared me. Something fell behind me.
I didn't see anything or hear anything.
Okay.
Ghosts.
Okay, right, buddy.
Anyway, go to moonbrewfest.com.
So we got to get to Can't Beat the Rainbow, which, by the way, it's sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Make sure you get your Dunkin' Donuts go-tos, two breakfast sandwiches for $2, $3, or $5. We're going to play Can't Beat the Rain coming up next. Is that what fell?
This piece of paper fell.
And it scared you.
It spooked me.
The Manny I won't give up.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
Sarah, welcome to the Mini Roy and Lorette Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi. What are you doing? I hear lots of buttons and beat oops in the back.
Oh, yeah. I'm driving home from work, so there's some car noise.
Ah, gotcha. Cool. All right. Well, drive safely as you answer these questions.
Yes.
What do you do? What's your third shift job?
I'm a nurse.
Good for you.
Great.
Love that about you. Tonight, by the way, I believe it's Atrium now. We are hosting, the MRL show is hosting the CHS.
Annual talent show.
Yeah, the talent show where anybody in the healthcare system can come out and do their talents, singing, dancing, whatever it is.
And I got a full list of Atrium jokes I'm sure is not going to go over well.
I'd like to welcome all the Atrium doctors.
Except.
Yeah, that's not going to go over real well.
But it's really cool.
I had an I'll tell you guys the story later.
All right, yeah,
I had
we
an awkward
play.
Moment at my son's doctor's office.
Perfect. We're going to play. Right. We'll get that story. We're going to play now. Sarah, throw her out.
Lauren, get out.
I'm going, Sarah.
Lauren is leaving the studio. We are on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, four cameras set up in here. You can see she's out.
You hear the door slam.
You hear it slammed. It's only us in here.
All right, Roy, I renumbered, so follow me for the changes.
Oh, boy.
Emma Watson celebrated her 28th birthday over the weekend with her rumored boyfriend, Court Overstreet. What Disney princess did Watson play in a live-action Disney movie?
Belle in Beauty and the Beast.
Leonardo DiCaprio got cozy with a model during the weekend of Coachella. What a life, huh? Even after 20 years, he and Kate Winslet still have a great friendship. What iconic movie did they star in together?
Titanic.
WWE superstar John Cena and former Divas champ Nikki Bella called it quits just 1 year after he proposed to her. True or false, he proposed to her at WrestleMania.
True.
Question four. Khloe Kardashian reveals that she named her first daughter True Thompson. And is taking it day by day with her baby daddy after some relationship issues. Who is her baby daddy?
Tristan Thompson.
Question five. Christina Aguilera is doing carpool karaoke, finally, for James Corden's primetime special. What network does the Late Late Show air on? If you get this one right, you might beat her. She's terrible at networks.
I think it's NBC.
All right. Come on in, Lorraine.
All right, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Sarah, the nurse, got four correct.
Okay.
And there's a network question.
Oh, great.
Emma Watson celebrated her 28th birthday over the weekend with her rumored boyfriend, Court Overstreet. What Disney princess did Watson play in the live-action movie?
Belle.
That's right, 1-1.
And Leo DiCaprio got cozy with a model during the weekend of Coachella. Even after 20 years, he and Kate Winslet have a great friendship. What iconic movie did they star in together?
Titanic.
All right, 2-2.
Question number three, WWE superstar John Cena and former Divas champ Nikki Bella are calling it quits just after a year after he proposed to her. True or false, he proposed to her at WrestleMania.
True.
That is correct. 3-3.
Question four, Khloe Kardashian reveals that she named her first daughter True Thompson and is taking it day by day with her baby daddy after some relationship issues. Who is her baby daddy?
Tristan Thompson.
That is correct. 4-4.
Christina Aguilera. Is finally doing carpool karaoke for James Corden's primetime special. If I was to tune in, what network would I have to turn the TV on to find that? Three.
NBC.
Two.
I don't know.
That is incorrect, but that's exactly what Sarah said. She said NBC. Correct answer, CBS. Final score, 4-4. It's a tie.
You guys sit down and watch all the networks and know all the shows.
I know. Sarah, who has time to... I don't know if you have kids, but who has time to do that when we have kids?
I don't have kids, but working night shifts, I don't have time to watch.
There you go. All right. Sarah, not quite a win. It was a tie, but you know what I want to hear before we let you go.
I can't beat Lauren, but I can tire.
You sure can, Sarah. Thanks for playing.
And thanks for doing all that nursing stuff that you do. We love you guys.
Oh, no problem.
All right. Say hi to everybody tonight when you get back to work, okay?
I will.
All right. Still to come. Just trying to get off the phone. Okay, Manny. All right.
Rabbit.
Gotcha.
Well, listen, we want to give away $1,000 with the KISS cash code. Don't go anywhere for that. That starts at 8 o'clock.
But first, War of the Roses. Monica wants to see, Christian wants to see if Monica is cheating while they're on a so-called break. Who does she send the romantic package to, he or someone else? We'll find out in less than 10 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Christian, you think your girlfriend's cheating on you?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what's going on. We've been dating about 5 months. Her name is Monica. Everything's been great, and then she started changing. Not quite sure what's going on. She told me she needs a break, and I said, like a breakup? are we done? And she said, no, no, no. She just needs 2 weeks and to figure things out and see where life takes her.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, that doesn't sound too...
After 5 months of dating, though, you need a break already?
I don't know, but maybe she just has a lot going on career-wise or something that she needs to figure out.
Now, is there another guy that you're worried about? Like, is there like another guy you think during this break she's with?
No, there's no one in particular. I'm really curious if she would send them to me.
Okay. Let's find out. Let's see where her loyalty lies. I kind of like this. No one in particular. We'll see if she sends them to you. Or she sends them to someone else, all right? Now, if she sends them to somebody else, you know the rules, Christian. Don't say anything until we find out what she puts on the card, and we'll see how much information Loren will get out of her, all right?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Monica, please.
This is she.
Hi, Monica. My name is Jane. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Well, I'm calling with some good news. Monica, uh-huh. We have your name here as the winner of our Facebook tag uh-huh. contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we uh-huh. randomly selected your name to get $100 in a man package uh-huh. to send to someone you love.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah. So
awesome.
We've got a bottle of bourbon, some cigars, dinner for two out on the town. Who would you like to send this to?
Oh, that's so awesome. This is perfect. I actually just started dating someone, so this is great. I'd like to send it to Rich.
Okay, to Rich. And mm-hmm. I also have a card to go along with this package. What would you like to put on Rich's card?
Let's do Can't Wait to See Where Our Adventures Take Us.
Oh, my God, Monica. Really? I thought we were just on a break.
Oh, my God. Is it? No, Christian, we're broken up.
So this is the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. It's a segment called War of the Roses.
Yeah.
It's where we try to bust cheaters.
You said you just need to figure things
cheating.
Out, Monica.
I'm not cheating. We're broken up.
Okay. Let's clarify one thing, because I knew this was going to happen, which is why I asked Christian specifically, did she say we're done or what's the circumstances? And he said, no, we're just taking a break.
But I said we need a break. Like, we're done. Like, I need space. I was trying to be nice, just saying, like, we just need a break. I need space from you. But I made it clear that, like, we can see other people. Like, aren't you seeing other people? Like, we're done.
I'm not seeing anybody. I was waiting for you.
Well, I made it very clear that's what we could do. Like, that's what I need. Right. And you should be doing the same thing.
Okay, Monica, can we go on one last lunch?
Why would you even want to go on one last lunch? Just
she's clearly moved on.
And by the way, you've only been dating for 5 months. Just cut the cord and move on.
Yeah, but he wants face-to-face closure.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like he wants closure.
Goodbye,
yeah, I can't. I'm so sorry.
She's too busy with Rich.
I feel so bad right now, but I feel like I shouldn't feel bad because I made it clear.
Okay, Christian, I have a question for you. To go on one more lunch, like, what's your end game? Are you looking for closure, or are you looking to win Monica back?
I mean, anything can happen on a lunch.
Okay.
See, he's not ready to give up.
No.
When was the last time, Monica, when was the last time you spoke with him, texted him, sent him a selfie, whatever it was, to Christian?
I feel like we texted a couple weeks ago.
But, like, yesterday, nothing. The day before, nothing. Day before, nothing. Day before, nothing.
Yeah, we haven't talked.
Okay, dude.
Yeah.
You just did a bad breakup. You pulled a Manny.
Yeah.
I'm a terrible breaker-upper when I was single. I was so bad.
And I do believe that if you go on, like, a break, a relationship goes on a break, if you truly want to work on the relationship, no sleeping with anyone else. You're
and
just on a break. And communication. But if you go on a break where you can go sleep with other people, That's.
But she's not necessarily saying she slept with anyone. She's just dating somebody.
Okay, when
new.
You date other people, though, if you go on a break, it doesn't give you. I mean, my version of it, and my what I think's a healthy break is I just need time away from
you.
Let me focus on me. Not let me go see what else is out there.
That's fair.
You know. So I think.
So we don't feel like Monica did anything wrong.
No, I do. Okay. I don't. I think that you know Christian didn't read the situation right, and she's moved on, and you need to.
All right.
I do think she should have probably been a little bit more direct.
I agree with you. All right, Christian, you got your answer. Monica, good luck to you. By the way, there is no man package. That was all just a facade.
Great.
All right. Okay. Thanks. All right, Christian, good luck, okay, bud?
All right. Thank you. Monica, I'm going to call you after this.
No, don't call me.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
$1,000 in your pocket with the KISS cash code comes your way in 3 minutes. And we're playing Tax Sucks. One of us is going to sit on 5 thumbtacks in honor of Tax Day.
Think your mate is missing?
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:50 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren. KISS 95.1.
Well, it's tax day here in the United States of America.
Yes, you have until midnight tonight to submit your taxes. Which, by the way, if you're working on your taxes at like 11:30.
Welcome to Loren's life.
I'd be working on them January 1 if it were up to me.
Yeah.
All right, let's get down to it, you guys. We brainstormed in the office yesterday. We said it's tax day. What should we do? And we have a wall full of thumbtacks. So we've made what we call the thumbtacks pad.
Yes, so we put thumbtacks inside of a cardboard cutout. And what we're going to do is answer trivia questions about taxes, about tax day. And for every question we get correct, and from what we've been told, they're easy questions.
The interns did these yesterday, yes.
So for every question we get right, we get to take a tack out of the cardboard, and then whatever's left over, we have to sit on.
Now, how do we know who's going to play? We put all 4 names, the 3 of us and producer Nicole, into a blender. We'll turn the blender on. No, we're not going to turn the blender on. But, Loren, are you doing the honors?
Yeah, I'll pull it.
Great. Loren's shaking up the blender. She's going to pull out a name.
Every time you guys make me do this, I pull my own name.
Let's see what happens. She's pulling her name out.
We are live on Facebook Live.
Nicole
is first.
You did that. I did not. I swear I didn't do it on purpose, Nicole. You know I got your back.
So if you will, if you want to watch this unfold, you can go to KISS95.1's Facebook page.
Hi, Nicole.
We have 4 cameras set up in here, and you can watch this unfold.
How are you feeling? Are you nervous?
Nah.
All right. This is our Tax Suck segment, T-A-C-K-S Suck segment. Here we go. Question number 1. Which president started the practice of releasing his tax returns? Was it Obama, Lincoln, or President Nixon?
That would be President Nixon.
Oh, what did you do?
What?
Look at these? How do you know that?
I would have thought for sure it was Lincoln.
Lincoln's known for other things, and it wasn't Obama.
All right. Go ahead and pull a tack out.
So which tack would you like to pull out? Pull out a tack. The middle one. Yeah.
If you didn't know, we had 2 tacks on each side, which would be kind of where the cheek is. Mm-hmm. And then 1 tack in the middle, which would be where you know what is.
Mm-hmm.
So she pulled that one out. But my thing is that Nixon's the guy with the scandals. I wouldn't have thought that he was releasing his taxes.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Here we go. Question number 2. When you don't pay your taxes, it's called what?
This is a multiple choice.
No.
When you don't pay. Oh, I know what this 3 is.
Tax evasion.
Whoa, look at you. Coming in at the last second.
Hot. All right. What tack would you like to pull out next, Nicole?
Nicole, with 2 correct, everyone she gets right, she gets to pull a tack out.
Oh, okay. She took the bottom.
The bottom left.
Which celebrity was busted for not paying their taxes recently? Ben Affleck, Martha Stewart, or Samuel L. Jackson?
Ooh.
Martha Stewart.
That is correct.
How does she know that? I thought for sure it was Samuel L. Jackson.
That was huge news.
There's going to be nothing left in this board. What do you want to pull out next?
Can you ask a harder question?
Yeah. All right. She took top right this time.
All right. So we have 2 tacks remaining in the board.
And 2 questions left.
This is the game called Tax Sucks.
I would have taken them all out of one side and just put my weight on that side if it were me.
This tax prep company is known for using people dressed as a Statue of Liberty to dance in front of their stores.
Oh, that's easy.
Liberty Tax.
That is correct.
They got the dancing men.
Liberty Tax.
All right. You,
Gosh.
Okay, we got one tack left.
All right. What year was it made that you needed to release the money that you got back from your taxes? What year was it made that you had to, the banks had to release the money that you were owed back in taxes?
Okay.
So it had to be every year after this certain year, okay? Was it 1905, 1955, or 1913?
Can you say that then one more time?
1905. 1955 or 1913, the IRS said, yes, you can start getting your money back each year.
I'm going to go, 1955.
That is incorrect.
What was it?
13 was the correct answer.
That was a really hard question.
So Nicole has one tack in the board that she has to sit on then.
Great. Put it down on the seat.
All
she
right,
got to sit
Nicole,
down on
you
it.
You can use my chair.
We are on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, Nicole is currently walking towards Lauren's chair where there's one tack and a cardboard box sitting upwards, and she is sitting down.
In our tack suck segment.
And she's trying to sit just at the top. You got to sit on the tack.
I'm not sitting on that.
You
yes.
have to.
Sit on the
yes.
tack.
That's the whole
That's the
point.
Game. What, are you going to sit on the cardboard and walk away?
Stop! Get off of me!
All right, she is sitting down. You can do it.
It's America's funnest game.
On the other
tack suck.
Nicole.
Ow! Oh, she fell. Are you
Come
okay?
on. Did
Are
she you... even sit on it?
I don't know. I guess we are. Oh, she does have a hole in her pants.
But the way she jumped up, I think something happened.
You jumped off like a cricket.
That was the most cartoonist thing I've ever seen. She flew up out of the chair and into the ground.
He did. He sat on all five.
Yes.
Earlier.
Yeah.
Look at my butt. There's holes to prove it.
All right. How did it feel, contestant Nicole?
Honestly?
Yes.
I kind of liked it.
Can I take this home?
How was it?
It almost felt like a shot. Like it was
almost
like a shot.
I wasn't
okay.
expecting the jolt.
Well,
you
okay.
jumped off of it like a maniac. I cannot wait for us to put that video up. That's like a meme.
You sit on it.
That's a gif.
You
I don't want to sit
Facebook
on it.
Facebook Live, you are missing off.
I don't want to. I'm asking you. Don't be so angry at us.
Yeah. I've already sat on
pissed.
It.
You got five. You got four right. That's a good job. You could have sat on five of them.
Could have done better.
So we can sell this game for $19.99 in your local store.
That's right. By the way, I made the last question up.
Yeah.
Roy and Lorette. Wake up. Celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
All right, so Mariah Carey has been called a lot of things, but her former manager, who she's parted ways with after years, is calling her a train wreck who is addicted to drugs. And she's also threatening to sue her over money owed. Her and her lawyer say that if Mariah does not pay Stella, they are going to move forward with her blockbuster exposed lawsuit. John Cena and Nikki Bella broke up, and now we're finding out why. Apparently, John said something in an interview that upset Nikki so much that she pulled the plug on the relationship. Now, they've been dating for 6 years, and they were engaged. It's been very well documented, though, that Nikki did want children and John did not. So I'm sure that played into it as well. But John is the one who is airing out his feelings on Twitter.
What did he say in the interview?
I'm sure something about children. They didn't say specifically what had upset her to the point where she wanted to pull the plug on the relationship. But it was obviously something hurtful.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel my relationship will end one day. I'm going to say something stupid on the radio.
Mindy said she had just moved to Charlotte from Florida, first time listening, and her first segment was producer Nicole, or she didn't write Nicole, producer Nikki.
Yeah.
Her name is Nicole, unfortunately. But anyway, she said the first thing she heard when she jumped in the car at 8 a.m. this morning on her first day of work was producer Nicole sitting on a thumb board of tacks. I think I found my new morning show.
Yep.
Oh, sweet.
Yep. You know, we had an opening for a new listener, and it's you.
That's right. We lost one yesterday. Somebody was moving to Florida.
Yeah. Yep.
Circle of life. It Keep is. Going, Larissa.
All right, so Liam Payne, he just hinted at One Direction getting back together for a reunion. Now, don't get too excited because he says it's in the distant future, but it's something that they've all spoken about. And Bella Hadid and The Weeknd. Now, we're not sure what's going on with this couple because the rumors are sparking that they're rekindling something. Now, they were both seen independently. She was with a mystery man. He was with another woman getting cozy, but they were seen kissing at Coachella. And I've got a What Loren Likes for you.
Great. We love this part of the show. It's where we find out what's hot, what's trending, what does Loren like.
So if you like to have fresh flowers around your home all the time, or you're dating somebody and want to send them fresh flowers every month, I love this subscription. No, it's not flowers for you. My name is not Lisa. But it's called Bloomsy Box, and it's really cool. So you can decide that you want just month to month and pay a certain amount, and then obviously that price goes down the more months you sign up for. So if you want to do a 6-month subscription or a 3-month subscription, they have them all the way up to 12.
Now that's really cool, because yesterday we talked about how science says to be more productive at work and to be happier in life, you should go out of your way and buy yourself flowers and look at them a couple times a day, because it just, there's something in your body that reacts to flowers that makes you more creative, more productive, and happier.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I always have fresh flowers in my house, and Dallas traditionally buys them for me. But if he's going to be like out of town, or he hasn't, you know, gotten around to it, I'll buy them for myself. I'm okay with that. I just like to have them around because it makes me, honestly, it makes me feel more creative.
I go to Michael's and get the fake ones.
That makes me feel less creative.
You know, see, I've started to subscribe to that too. So I have a couple fake
bouquets
in my house.
Good,
I know.
Really good. I know. You got to shop for the right one.
For
you know?
Sure.
Didn't you water a fake one once?
Probably.
Thinking that it was real?
Wouldn't surprise
me. I told that story once.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's not out of my wheelhouse.
Oh, no. You know what it was? Sorry, just a quick. Remember, somebody played a trick on their husband after they died? And they left a note. They were dying of, like, cancer. And they left a note, and they said, please keep my flower alive.
Oh,
I want you to water it.
That's what it was. We had a caller call in and tell us
this. I think something like that, yeah. And the guy watered it for, like, 2 years, and finally they told him.
Yeah.
The wife who passed away said, don't tell him. For like, you know, they played tricks on each other all the time. So she literally got the last laugh.
Yeah.
Literally.
He was watering a fake plant.
Well, these ones aren't fake, but you can get all the information at kids951.com.
Are you a flexster?
Yeah.
F-L-E-X-T-E-R. That's not somebody who goes into the mirror and flexes, but flexster is a new dating term.
Oh.
And if you date through social media, you got a Tinder or a Bumble, you might have dealt with a flexster. We'll tell you what they are. We're going to find out if we can have any in our audience coming up in less than 10 minutes. Hey.
React to stroke.com. That's overreact, the number 2, stroke.com.
Cam Newton, the friend of the MRL Morning Show, is back with his 4th annual Kicking It with Cam Celebrity Kickball Tournament Friday, January 1st. If you want to sign your office up or your company, you want to get them involved and have a kickball team with Cam and a lot of his teammates come out. It's a great day to help the kids in our community. Visit cam1newton.com for your June 1st kickball tournament. If anything, it's a beautiful day normally, and you get out of the office and go hang with Cam.
It's back live after 5 at the Epicenter. It is nothing like you've ever seen before, so make sure you go for a live after 5 this Thursday.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Our Midday Bay Cameron on Instagram, if you look at Kiss95.1's Instagram, she posts how she's currently scraping her windshield because that's a solid sheet of ice.
Oh, yeah, and she lives up in the Kannapolis area.
Yeah, it was cold this morning.
So I saw that. I kind of laughed. But make sure you listen to her today.
Yes.
She gets on right after us starting at 10 a.m., but at 11 a.m., she has your next Kiss Cash code word. That could unlock $1,000. We do it every day at 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6. So listen to Cameron coming up at 11 a.m. for that.
31 today, 81 tomorrow, Loren. So just wait 24 hours.
Yeah.
Man. So have you heard of flexting? It's a new dating term that is associated with online dating with the apps. And they say that 47% of people who are currently on a dating app have reported flexters.
What do you think flexting is, Loren?
No idea.
I read the article, so I know.
Like, I would think if you flex on somebody, like, you come back and forth, like, you ghost for a while, then come back, like, you're flexing on someone.
Okay.
I could see that. It's actually where they exaggerate their assets online before you meet them in person.
Ah, that makes sense.
Women are definitely guilty of...
Whoa.
Can I finish? Because I don't know what guys do. I guess maybe their arms, muscles, abs. But I know plenty of women, and I've seen a lot of their profile pictures, selfies and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Their girls are way involved in the picture. I think that's what Roy says is flexing. They're exaggerating their best asset.
Yeah. And, you know, I've been on the dating apps. I know what guys do.
I've
seen what they do.
I have a gay man right here. Why am I playing the guessing game?
Yeah, I've seen it. If they're short, they make sure they take photos not near taller people.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're going bald or they have a receding hairline, they make sure they take photos that doesn't show the top of their head.
Or they use photos from 5 years ago.
And if they have bad teeth, they never smile.
But that's not really flexing, because in flexing, they say you highlight your asset. You exaggerate your asset. So the ladies can put their chests out and get the girls out. That's exaggerating their best asset.
Huh.
Yeah,
so
what
would a guy do? Like show his arms?
I don't know. See, I thought that was going in a completely different direction. I thought we were talking about like the $30,000 a year millionaire who's renting a Porsche and has that on his profile picture.
Yeah, that's a flexer.
Or he's at a club with bottle service, but he can't really, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I would think.
Assets
are.
Right. If he had the car, if he had a Corvette, every picture was him with the Corvette. Mm-hmm. That would be a flexer, because that's him showing his best asset. He's got nothing else to show.
Mm-hmm.
And see, when I did dating apps, I showed my worst assets. Get them out of the way.
You on the couch with a blanket over you, like an old grandma. Yeah.
My bio says, I like my room at 68 degrees. Hope that's okay with you.
What do you think your best asset is, Loren?
I don't know.
I think mine's my butt. My wife loves my butt.
Oh, physical, like, attribute?
Yeah. Hmm. What are you talking? I mean, yeah, let's get serious here.
Your eyebrows is your best asset?
Yeah.
I think I'm cute. I think I have nice hair.
We'll keep going.
we'll find one.
You do have a really nice head of hair. You really do.
Yeah.
And your smile. You got a good smile.
Yeah.
Producer Nicole, you want to play? What's your best physical asset? Stop shaking your head no, because you sat on a tack.
I know what your
tack today.
Yeah, she's all butthurt, literally.
What do you think Nicole's is?
I know what hers is. The tattoos and the shaved head.
So you're her hair?
That's not really an asset.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it could be, though.
I have a lot of people, probably my most complimented feature would be like my smile or teeth.
Yeah, your face.
Yes, you're very pretty.
Amanda loves your face.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Like, did she text you the other night? She said she was going to.
About
your
what?
Wife?
No, I'm joking. No, she did. She said she loves, she's like, oh my God, Nicole's got such a pretty face.
Yeah.
No matter how you do your hair or what you're wearing, that always stands out for you. Good for you. I don't have that.
I'm still mad, bye.
Hey, fair is fair, Nicole.
So yeah.
We picked names out randomly. If you're just joining us, maybe you didn't hear. We did a segment today because it's tax day called Tax Sucks, TACKS. And we made a cardboard board full of tax.
Yeah.
And she had to sit on it because it was just what the game called for.
Sure.
We're not going to get into the whole thing, but
we'll get the video posted. And I love that when she did it, Sterling, my boyfriend, texted me and said, you better not do it. Meanwhile, at 6:40, I sat
already
on five
it.
Of them.
He tested it at 6:40. Yeah,
but he won't know that. We won't tell him.
No. But, Loren, I like where you were going with this, because I think we can get some pretty funny calls. Don't you guys think that you can get some funny calls? We've done this before, I'm pretty sure, where we said they looked one way in the picture, and when they showed up, they were what? Like, their dating profile said they were A,
mm-hmm.
but when you met them, they were anything but that. 704-570-9595. Share the stories with us. You met, they said that they were tall, but when you got there, they were super short, for instance. Right?
Yeah. So I just found out Sterling's listening right now.
Yes,
sir. How you doing, buddy? We do hilarious. We do this hilarious segment called We Didn't Really Do That.
Yeah, no, we were just kidding. We're kidding. I didn't sit on a thumbtack.
What asset did someone say they had that was awesome, but when you met them, not so much? We'll take your phone calls.
Now it's your... This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
What was it called, Roy? It's called flexing.
That's right, flexing.
Where you exaggerate your assets. It's a new dating term.
It has to do with your Tinder and your Bumble accounts, where someone shows off their best assets so much that when you see them, it's like, okay, well, it's not even like that. Or like Loren said, the guy who has a nice car and then you think he's got a nice house, but you go to his house, it's like, you know.
Yeah. Or he's
like a log cabin.
Yeah, he posts his parents' house all the time, but you go to his house and he lives in like a one bedroom, you know, whatever. Which is fine.
Right.
But you made it look like that was your house.
So when did you meet someone on social media or you saw pictures of them, whether it was Tinder, Bumble, Insta, whatever it is, and then when you met them in real life, like what was different about them than their picture or what even they wrote in their bio?
Sure.
704-570-9595.
Let's bring in Liza from Charlotte. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Liza. It says here it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Hey. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Go, Liza. It's your birthday. You're going to party like it's your birthday. You're 18, so now you got real responsibilities.
Kind of.
And you get to vote.
Yeah.
What else comes with 18? You've already driven. Get into R-rated movies without an adult.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can buy cigarettes if that's your thing. If that's still a thing, I don't know.
You could buy Claritin and Flonase without, you know, having a parent there.
Lottery tickets.
Lottery tickets.
Yeah. That's it.
We love 18.
I'm excited about that.
All right.
So here's my story. I was on Tinder, and this guy, his picture looked like he had big muscles. It looked like he had, like, a tattoo. But when I met him in person at a coffee shop, he looked 12. I'm like, not kidding.
Really? So did the face match or did he Photoshop? Like, how did he look different?
So in the picture, he had like big muscles and stuff and like good wavy hair. But in like the thing, but in real life, he had like straight blonde hair. That's like a buzz cut. And he had like zero tattoos. He was super wimpy. He had glasses. It was horrible.
So, again, the question was he using somebody else's photo?
I think he was.
You just turned 18. You're in the total dating circle. And does that happen often? I mean, is that something that you always have to look out for? That's annoying.
Yeah, it's annoying. I mean, that's happened a few times to me, so I've started to look out for it now.
Yeah.
And I have a boyfriend now, and I met him not online, which is a good thing, I guess, because I didn't have to worry about him like lying online or anything.
Yeah.
That's like the worst thing that could possibly happen.
All right. Well, thanks, Liza, and have a happy birthday, okay?
Thank you.
All right. And you know the other thing about Liza?
What's that?
Is she could call into the MRL show. We love 18 and older.
That's true.
That is true.
That's true. We like it 18 and older. And I still don't know if my question got answered. Was the picture the face of the Was the guy who came to the place the picture of...
No, he used somebody else's photo.
She said she didn't think
somebody else's photo. Okay.
Yeah. So my friend and I, who are married, we were talking about how dating is so different now. And like he brought up the fact, he's like, man, if I was single, it'd be so easy. I'd be on these, you know, Tinders and all these social media dating apps and websites. And I was like, yeah, bro, but you got to look out for this. Exactly what we're talking about. People faking it.
And it's a whole different world now. You know, like I have a friend back in Virginia. And he's doing the online dating, but the women that he's dating are not looking for these long-term relationships. So he's like wanting to bring them lunch at work and roses. And
they're like, if you come to my job, I'm filing a restraining
order.
Like,
psycho, I just met you on Bumble. Back off, you know, and he's trying to be, you know, romantic.
And they're not looking for that. So you don't know.
Right.
But at least when you're in a bar or you're old school dating in person where you meet someone, you know exactly what you're getting. There's no secrets. You see them in person first.
Let's bring in Jackie from Mooresville. Jackie, you are on the MRL Morning Show. Welcome.
Thanks. So I have a friend who actually does this. She has kids and she lives in an apartment, but she uses her parents' house and says that she doesn't have kids and like totally blindsides these people after they get to know her.
So she's hoping for the fact that they will fall in love with her or like say, I like you so much. All of that doesn't matter.
Basically. Yeah.
Wow.
How's that working out for her?
We're really not friends anymore because it got so bad to where I was just like, you're lying about your life. Like I have a child myself and I would never lie about having her.
Yeah, so interesting. Somebody did that to me. When I moved to Arkansas, she picked me up for a date. She had a kid's car seat in the back, and we didn't talk about it, but I assume that it was for her kid, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
At the uh-huh. dinner that night, she said that she has the car. She's like, oh, I have a nephew who I love, and he's really cool, and that's why I have the car seat. Well, come to find out, like 2 months later after we've been dating, she's like, I have a son.
Well, yeah, but she brought it up at dinner. She's like overcompensating for it, yeah, you know?
But you were
thanks,
okay
Jackie.
With it.
I was okay with it, Loren.
Like, why'd she have to lie?
I don't because know.
Because she didn't think he would be.
What else was she lying about?
Dun, dun, dun.
That's the real question.
Mm-hmm. Ask questions. Follow
the
facts.
There's a lot of people calling you.
Yeah, a lot of people want to share stories about what the person looked like or what the person said on their profile, but when they met him, it was completely different. But we have 12 lines, so you can get more in at 704-570-9595. We'll jump back into the conversation after Camila Cabello.
The Mance Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So the term is called flexing. It's when someone exaggerates their qualities online. That's what we were talking about. So when did you meet someone online, and when you met them in person, some things were just different? Some things may have been exaggerated. Let's bring in Haley from Huntersville. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Haley. Just also a reminder, you better be listening at 11 a.m. for that Kiss Cash code word to get you $1,000, okay?
Okay.
All right, so tell us. Tell us about the time you went on a Tinder date.
So I was living in California at the time, and I had met someone on Tinder. I was about 21. Their profile said that they were 28, I believe it was, 28 or 29. Their pictures looked really good. You know, I was like, no, he doesn't even look like he's 28. We ended up meeting up at a bar, and just because the pictures weren't from current times, they were probably from when he was 20 or 21 and prior to probably getting into really, really heavy drugs.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Great timing on your part.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, so when were those pictures? He's like, maybe like a year or so ago. I was like, there ain't no way.
Yeah.
Did you bail off the date right then and there?
I literally texted my friend and a little SOS. She called me and she's like, oh my gosh, I just got in a car accident, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I'm so sorry, but I have to go.
Haley, what part of California are you from?
So fast. I was living in Long Beach.
Because you didn't vocal fry until that very last statement there was a vocal fry. Before that, you were doing so well.
Because I've lived everywhere. I'm originally from Pennsylvania. I went from Pennsylvania to Charleston to Long Beach to here.
I'll never date guys on that app again. Thanks for listening to the MRL show and being part of the family, Haley.
Thanks.
All right. There you go. She's like a radio guy.
Yeah.
Radio She's girl, I should say. She's been everywhere.
Different states. Hello, Andrew in Morganton. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. So you were on Plenty of Fish.
Yeah, this was probably 6-7 years ago. I was on Plenty of Fish. I was single, living in Fort Mill, TKK area, right near Lake Wylie.
Good area.
Met this girl. She looked absolutely beautiful and everything. The conversation was kind of dull. Told her to meet me down by the lake. I gave her the address of this nice swimming area. Come hang out with me and my friends. So I'm in the water with the guys, and I see she gave me a description of her car, so I see her car rolling up, and about this time when she steps out of the car, she must have weighed easily an extra 150 to 200 pounds more than she looked like she did in the pictures. And so, not to be a shallow jerk or anything, but
everybody's got a type, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't sure what to do. I didn't want to go up there and be like, hey, bye, so I literally just stayed in the water and hid behind a couple of my buddies.
Okay.
Sorry, he's not here.
Yeah. And she just kind of looked around, got discouraged, got back in her car and drove off. And I felt like a jerk, but at the same time, it's like,
she
kind of
lied.
Yeah, she lied. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, if she's honest with the next person she met, they might be in a happy relationship. Yeah. You got to match with the person that you got to match with.
Yeah,
what, Loren?
Exactly.
You seem bothered.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, if I had to get back into the dating world and put
don't tell
pictures,
me you're going to put your dolphins photos on there.
Well, see, here's the thing. I posted something on Instagram like 3 days ago, and it was before I had cash, and I had abs, but I don't have those abs anymore.
Well, you can't post that.
There's a difference between like a Throwback Thursday picture and a picture that's, 18 years old. And, I mean, I knew she was a mom. I was cool with that. I'm great with kids. But just when she got out, and I'm like, whoa, this isn't adding up. So it's just, and also to me, it's like, if you can't take care of your body, how do I know you're going to take care of this relationship if it goes anywhere? So.
Well, don't get me started on that boat.
I mean, I'm
damaged goods.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to have that body again. Trust me, I'm trying, but it just doesn't work like that sometimes.
Right. So
well,
Andrew's saying, don't post that. And then say, like, hey, this was me yesterday.
I totally get that. I'm just saying I might be guilty of that if I ever got back on a dating
app. So you're a flexer.
Yeah, I might be a flexer.
Yeah.
My wife and I have had 3 kids. I don't expect my wife to have the body she did before we had our children. But at the same time, if me and her split up and we both go on a dating scene, I'm not going to post old pictures of me when I was enlisted. I'm going to post recent pictures with my dad bod and my man boobs.
Absolutely.
That's who I am now.
Right.
And you got to show what the current representation is.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you know, 8 years ago, I had a full head of hair and, you know, a flat stomach and nice pectorals. Now I got the dad bod and I'm bald. So it's cool.
Yeah.
Good thing that's in.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just
Thanks,
you got
Andrew.
Better. Every year you got better.
Mila tweeted to the MRL Morning Show, and she said that she met a guy who had all of his pictures were of his mouth closed. When we met in person, I realized that he had no teeth.
I told
on the top.
You. That's a thing.
Whoa.
That's a thing. I've seen it.
That's a big thing to get over.
That's
too.
A thing.
Should you smile with your mouth open, Loren? You are a picture expert.
No, I don't
Do
think
some
you
people have better
all the
smiles,
time.
Closed mouth?
Yeah. I mean, if you're more comfortable that way, then I get it. But again, I mean, that's kind of flexing.
When you do it, you look constipated.
Right?
Yeah.
But watch this.
Yeah, you look.
I look better with my mouth open.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But some people, like Mila, fell for the.
Uh-huh.
The guy's like, I'm going to open my mouth.
You're wrong.
Well, I wonder if you played hockey, because at least you have a story there.
Sure.
Like, just not brushing your teeth is a bad story.
Yeah.
By the way, I was getting really nervous where that last caller was going about the weight thing. I thought that was going to open up a whole can of worms.
Yeah, but everybody has.
I know, but
he has the right to not be into that.
Oh, I know, but he's made the comment about, like, letting your body go and you're not controlling yourself.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, but he's a military guy, so all he knows is fitness.
Right.
From what I gathered from that phone call.
Yeah.
So somebody like me is disgusting to him. Somebody who goes to like Chick-fil-A. Do you know what I did last night? It was the best night ever.
Well, we went to two fast foods and one night.
No, but I had leftover Chinese food for lunch, right? Yeah. Then I had a hamburger for dinner. Then I watched hockey, baseball, and basketball. And Amanda was upstairs, and I had the downstairs all to myself. I did the perfect combo. I had M&M's and pretzels.
Oh,
M&M's on my left,
so
pretzels on my right, with iced tea.
Okay.
Sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
Yeah.
That's just sugar.
Oh,
and
it was
salt.
Roy. I was in heaven.
I
you
bet
know what,
you
though?
Were.
Sometimes I do that too. That's like a cheat day, you know?
But
I try to be really good, but sometimes you just crave it. And if you don't give your body what you're craving sometimes, you'll spiral out of control.
Right. And sometimes if I eat really healthy one day, that means I got room the next day to play a little.
No, that's not what that means.
Let's say you have a weight in your head, Loren.
Uh-huh.
And you have a number that, like, when you hit that number, it's too high, and you try and calm down a little. And then when you hit that number that you like, Roy and I discuss this all the time. I was like, bro, I got on the scale the other day. My number was awesome. Oh, yeah, what'd you do? Did you run? No, bro, I got wings and beer.
Yeah, you had, like, 5 pounds to play with.
It was a celebration.
Like, right. Well, not only that, but like Roy said, I have room.
You got some wiggle room now.
Exactly.
By the way, every nutritionist and fitness person is like grinding their teeth about to wreck their car.
What do you want from us, man? Come on. Today is gonna
be a good. I have a second chance to earn the degree I was meant to. For your second chance, visit northeastern.edu/ABSN.
You know, when my mom came into town, the thing that I did, because I always wanted to kind of map out all the cool things to do in Charlotte, I took her to Essex Bar and Bistro.
Oh, was she amazed?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes.
Blown out of the water.
We probably had like a 2-hour dinner, not because it took a long time, because we kept ordering food.
Yeah, I have that problem when I go there.
Yeah, but they're doing something really cool for your mom that you should definitely partake in.
What are they doing?
They are having a Mother's Day brunch.
Oh, kind of like their Easter brunch that they did.
Yes.
I heard it was so successful, so they're bringing it back Sunday, May 13th. Which is Mother's Day, so impress your mom and take her to Essex Bar and Bistro.
Yeah, they're going to have that Benedict station, which you got to take advantage of. And they have that carving station with prime rib, fresh baked ham, pork tenderloin, marinated salmon.
And you can't forget about the $4 mimosa bar and $4 Bloody Marys.
And weren't you telling me they were doing more than just orange juice, just other juices as well?
Yeah, they had any type of juice you could. So my girlfriend got orange juice in her mimosa, and I got apple cider in my mimosa.
That's perfect. It's Essex Bar and Bistro in Uptown.
With McDonald's 1-2-3.